All right, welcome to the Ride Out and Culture Exchange BMX show. I'm Josh. We had to shut down. Last two episodes were filmed the day before quarantine. You might have seen Bill Holman from Bassett, Gary Turner from GT. We get to go a whole new direction today. This guy, he made himself. He's a self-made young man, currently riding for Throne, Instagram sensation. And I've actually ridden with him in the groups and stuff. And even before I knew who he was, this kid can really, really ride. Like things that other people can't do. It's a whole nother level. We're here with DZ now. If there was an audience, I'd say give it up for DZ, everybody. Big
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, bro. Thanks for having me.
All right. Oh, no. I'm really glad you're on the show. It was awesome. I was like making a list. I'm like, who's worth going to visit and stuff? And I'm like, yo, I'm going to see what's up with DZ. And then we had one of your team riders, C Breezy's been on the show.
CB, yo.
Okay.
I'm here with two generations of BMXers right now, two Chris's. I'm going to hand it over to them. Let's check it out.
Yes, sir. You already know the vibes. It's your boy, C Breezy.
Okay. Now, here's one thing I like about you right up front. You call yourself a stunt rider.
Bicycle stunt rider, yes,
okay,
sir.
Yeah. You want to give an explanation to the world about that?
I think the label BMX or BMXer is kind of too, kind of like when people hear BMX or BMX rider, they think of 20 inches, like tail whip, skate park, backflips. But I kind of need to find a different label for, you know, bike life riders like us. So I kind of came up with bicycle stunt rider. And then with that, no one really hears that. So that also is kind of like a conversation piece or have them ask questions. So
stunt rider wakes them up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because otherwise, if you're us and everyone is watching this, it's always like, no, not the little kid bike. Like, yeah. They make them in giant now. Like, I ride a BMX cruiser. Now, you ride sitting on the handlebars. You ride hanging over the front wheel. You ride wheelies. Are you a jumper? You do a lot of big jumps and stuff? You're mostly on your bike, right?
I like doing jumps, but I'm not too good at it now.
Okay. Where did you develop your skill? How did that happen? Were you natural?
Definitely not natural.
Oh, really?
I started riding maybe seriously when I turned 15, which was 3 years ago. I'm 18 now. Just trying, practicing, falling, going back outside, trying again.
You saw the concept of doing tricks on your bike and just chose to teach yourself how to do it?
Right.
Really?
So when I started riding BMX, the big BMX bikes, in my area, the Inland Empire, there was no one else that rode 29er BMXs. So I kind of got influenced by some riders in the East Coast. So I seen how they rode,
You want to throw names out? Who's your?
No, I don't want to throw names out.
Okay.
They're doing different tricks that I'd never seen before. So their style kind of stuck with me and I liked it. So I really had no, you know, people to ride with that can teach me those tricks or I can learn from in person. So I kind of had to learn myself. Today, there's a lot of riders out here that ride 29 now. So if I, you know.
How did you find your way over here to LA where you started bumping in? Because I was on the East Coast, but not over in the crowd that was riding together. Right. And I started by myself before everyone. And I found LA and I was like, there's 400 immediate people to ride with and like 5,000 in the state. How did you bump into this?
It was actually crazy. So I live in a gated community. So I was riding around with by myself. Up and down my block. That's before I even went to ride outs. That's before I even went to LA, even out of my little neighborhood. I seen some riders riding down my block on the street above mine. So I called them and he was doing a wheelie like mid when I seen him.
What was he riding?
A fixie gear.
Oh, a fixie. Okay.
Yeah, so no one in my city rode these bikes that I knew of.
Right.
So especially not wheelies. So I called him. We talk for a little bit. I couldn't go ride with them because I couldn't even leave my neighborhood at the time. I was like 15.
Too young? You weren't allowed out of the neighborhood?
For sure, I wasn't. So I was talking to them for a little bit. We exchanged Instagrams. We linked up maybe a couple months later, kind of when I got more comfortable leaving and when I was allowed to leave. And that's where it all, you know, started. And after riding a little bit in our city, I wasn't used to riding miles. They were, especially them being on fixed gears and stuff.
Sure.
So it took me out to LA one day. The first time with LA was my first ride out. It was the Fixie Goon ride out, which is pretty lit.
The Fixie Goon ride out?
Yep.
Okay.
Every last Sunday of the month, Culver City.
Oh, so the ride that you've been doing now with those guys, that started out as Fixies, that wasn't a 29er BMX ride?
No, yeah, started off fixed gear.
Okay.
Strictly fixed gear.
And what would you say it's predominantly now?
All kind of bikes. When you go to a goon ride, you see fixed gears, you see your BMXs, 20 inches, 29 inch. You see road bikes, you see beach cruisers, mini bikes, dirt bikes, everything.
It's still an even mix.
It's a two-wheel gang. You got two wheels, you cool with us.
Did you have any idea you were going to end up being part of the team once that started?
I had no intentions of, you know, getting sponsors like that, getting a bike sponsorship.
How'd that come about?
Well, I got withdrawn summer 2018. I met Jimmy's Bikes. He's in the back. And right now, we at Jimmy's Bike Shop in Ballpark, California. If you live around here, come check it out. We got BMX bikes, road bikes, components, all the above. But yeah, he bring me to Throne.
It's a dope shop too, by the way. I've been to a lot of bike shops. Some have no good vibes and no charisma. This one feels good. It's a real bike shop.
It's cool. It smells a little weird, but it's cool. But yeah, Throne has seen me on Instagram for a little bit prior to me actually meeting Throne and Jimmy bringing me to Throne. But before that, I had talked to Fame, or Fame reached out to me, told me that he was going to do a bike, a 29er.
Okay.
That's going to have brakes. It's going to have fixed gear because that's what he rides. So that was maybe January.
I love brakes myself, but go on.
Yeah, January. Yeah, I think January, February, and then...
So how did your tricks that you were developing on the block by yourself, when you first got being around other riders, were you shy on your tricks right away, or did all of a sudden you just start doing your thing?
I was doing my thing.
And were they like, what?
It's so crazy.
Like a self-taught musician, right?
For sure. If you go look at the... there's a video on YouTube. You can leave a link down below or something. That was the first ride I went to. That was the first goon ride that I went to that was filmed. And you can see in the video, me and two of my friends were the only people on 29er BMXs. And two of my friends were the one I met that first time I was, you know, meeting them on the block.
Oh, these are
so when I met them, they were on fixed gear. And then I kind of influenced them to get BMX bikes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how it happened. Dope as well. Yeah. So, yeah, you can see in the video, it was me.
What were you doing in the video?
Willies, foot over the bar, foot over the frame, circles. I was basically the only one stunning on the 29er at the ride.
So you imported the East Coast moves, threw yourself into them, put some DZ on them, had a 29er BMX, and then you lit it up at the Goonies fixie ride. All right.
Essentially,
Goon fix ride. And now you're one of their main...
One of the main riders on Throne Cycles,
And I know for a fact, because I've seen it with my own eyes, there's a lot more 29er BMXs over there now, right?
A lot. We got a Throne SC, Unknown just dropped the bike. Redline has some bikes.
Redline's got some good stuff, man. I like them. And I was around long before you, so some of the Redlines are like perfect replicas of what the 20s were like in the 80s.
Yep.
Of course, with modern components.
Yeah.
And Throne... I don't want to say they were a come from behind, but they kind of chose, they're one of the few brands in the game right now that hadn't been established for years in that game. And they really came out strong now, right?
I just think that the way they market and the way how the riders carry themselves and how we ride and how we organically market the bikes is a big part on that. Because Throne been around for maybe... Not too long.
No, not long at all.
Not long at all.
And even recently, their bikes hit a whole new level from their older bikes, right? Everything's lighter and stuff than it used to be.
So Throne was a fixed gear brand prior to BMX, so it was we're still adjusting to it.
When did you start seeing your Instagram numbers rise and stuff? Was that like a shock? How did that go down?
It was a shock because it came more when I got more business savvy. So using hashtags, choosing my captions correctly, doing cool captions, doing cleaner videos, cleaner pictures. And that's when the Instagram algorithm was like early on, it was booming all the time. So if you weren't posting content, then I mean, kind of missed out. But yeah, at the time it was booming for sure.
Okay, I have to point this out because this has actually been said about you. I don't know if you know that, like, everyone considers you a smart guy, you know, like we ride with all kinds and some of these guys are crashing into cars and stuff.
For sure. You know, warming out.
Yeah, they're wilding out. They're filming themselves wilding out. You know, it's all middle fingers and cursing and stuff. But you took the time to put in not just the business work, but the artwork. You cared about the lighting. You cared about the scenes. You cared about the tricks, the mentality you were putting out there. And you had everything it took to back it up, so that helps a lot. But you went in with a less destructive, you don't have a destructive mentality towards that, right?
Not like I used to, no.
Once upon a time?
Right.
How old are you now?
I'm 18.
Okay, so when you were 16, you were destructive?
Probably.
Back in the day?
I mean, it's just experience, you know, learning from your mistakes.
Okay.
I feel like being positive is always the right thing to do. And growing, you need positivity for sure if you want to grow the right way. I don't want to go viral, you know, by some kids hitting someone's mirror off, cussing out civilians or pedestrians. I want to go viral the right way.
Yeah.
Positive way.
You should respect the rides. I mean, I know stuff happens on the rides. This is life. But, you know, these are just regular people. Of course, they're going to honk at us. Of course, they might even be scared of us. You know, when there's 100 dudes and 3 chicks just rolling down the block, taking it over like a swarm, people are going to get nervous. So it's better not to knock their mirrors off. You know, you're going to feel better about that a couple of years from now.
Right. It's just way more easier physically and mentally just leave it alone, walk away if it's none too big.
Yeah, we're already a rolling army. Just respect the ride. You don't have anything to fear or fight against.
Right.
All right. Now, I use front brakes. I have special adapters. I'm not even sponsored by them, but I got these adapters from Europe. It took like a year. They weren't available.
Sheesh.
Yo, I sent you the picture of them, right? They're on my front forks. They're Infinities.
Yep.
So that I have a V-brake on mine. And then I saw that you had your front brake on, and I told my brother, hey, there's another guy with a front brake now, man. It's Deezy. But then he's like, look at his levers. So tell us about keeping both your levers on the right side and the evolution of what you're doing with that front brake. Because no matter who you were watching to make you learn what you learned, you're now your own thing, because nobody's doing what you're doing with that front wheel. Because I watched you put it on in one Instagram. Now you're riding around in a way none of the stunt riders, wheelie guys, trick riders are doing it.
Right.
So tell us about this new front wheel action you have going on, and why are you keeping your levers on both on the same side?
Well, both power ride and the levers is just about being different. I like being different. That's the first time I've seen double levers on one side. So that's one reason why I did that, to be different, because no one else has it. And I get a lot of questions. A lot of people asking me why I do that, and I tell them the same thing, be different. So
yeah, but while you were being different, like, how's it work with your hand control and stuff?
Same thing. You got used to it.
Okay.
So sometimes, like, when I first put them on, I'll confuse them sometimes. I'll be riding in traffic. I'll hit the front brake instead of the back brake and fall on my back. But now I'm used to it. I never usually hit them at the same time because it's just for tricks, not really for stopping and safety. So I never hit them at the same time. If I'm doing stoppies, I hit the front brake. Wheelies, the back brake. So it's the same concept. Just less to worry about with your other hand, the left hand. And my front, my endos and stoppies, those are so fun. That makes stopping so much fun. I stop way more now at red lights. So I think it's really fun. Front brakes, I think you should get them. If you ride bikes, I recommend front brakes for sure.
Oh, dude, I love front brakes. Yeah, I love pulling up to the crosswalk at the red light and you just tap the, well, I tap the left one just right. Then you're up on the front wheel. Looks impressive and feels good, you know?
And different, sure.
I have gone over the front once, though. Have you gone over the front instead
many
of the back?
Times, many times.
Did you crash? I actually flew over and landed on my feet, and all the people on the street corner were like, whoa! And I acted like I did it on purpose. I lied. I held on my hand like I do it all the time.
Right.
I did not.
Now, right now, I got used to going over the bars. I'll kind of like jump with both legs over the handlebars and just land straight on my feet, and the bike just tips over however it wants to.
The bike does its own thing.
Yep.
Now, you do a lot of California riding from San Diego to San Francisco. What is your favorite city to ride?
My favorite city probably got to be the Bay. The Bay, because the hills, the vibes are great out there. I like all the hills. I like the scenery. The bridges is dope. I like it out there.
You rode across the Golden Gate?
Yep. Last time I rode, it was super windy. I think it's always windy, but it was really windy.
Yeah, I was like, it was all foggy and windy, and I was like, it was messing with my head. I'm telling my brother, no, we don't need to do the bridge. Do you bomb the hills in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, my team loves hills, but they don't like going up the hills.
I love going up
hills. Yeah, you gotta go up to go down.
You're fast, too. I noticed that when we were drag racing at 41 Thursday one night.
Yeah,
you beat your whole crew.
Yeah.
I beat mine, by the way. So what's the trick like, what's your most evolved trick right now that you're most proud of, your most signature, or what are you working towards? And then just tell us a little bit about the team, maybe.
I think the trick I'm proud of the most is the drag when I lean back, touch the ground, my left hand.
Okay.
And go back up, because not a lot of people do it out here. Probably just because, I'm not sure, but a lot of people in the East Coast do that. But a couple riders out here did it a couple times, but I don't see anyone doing it consistently like I do. And that's why I'm proud of it the most, because that's considered different, because no one really does it like that. And a trick I want to do more, probably more older freestyle BMX tricks, like the flatland stuff.
Okay.
Incorporate that with 29ers.
Oh, that's a good idea. You want to take like some, I wouldn't call them standard. You want to take some cool 20-inch tricks,
yep,
and start bringing them to the 29?
Add my own little twist to it.
Yeah, I could definitely see you doing that.
Yeah.
And the front brake will help you move the bigger bike around to do right. Some of the stuff they're doing,
it's
right?
It's crazy. The stuff they do is crazy.
Yeah, like, it is
crazy. They spin on the bike. They jump over the bike, over the whole bike and spin the handlebar. I don't know what they're called, but it's crazy.
Can you do any of that yet?
Not yet, no. Nope.
Are you working on it?
Working like on it.
In the garage videos that you do?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good place. Seek yeah. away from the eye. Although you do film it, so it's in front of everybody. So do you ever, like on, I think it's Tuesdays in Huntington Beach, all those old school 20-inch guys are doing the tricks you're talking about. They meet there every Tuesday. You might want to pop down there.
I do.
Pick up some, bring for the sure.
Yeah, I've never been to their rides, but yeah, I would love to do.
Is there anybody else's who's not your riding style at all and you won't be doing their thing, but you like their style?
Jacob Santos, for sure. He's a big sender. He jumps stuff. He does little wheelies, but mostly jumping dirt, in the street, just jumping over stuff. It's crazy.
He is crazy. It wasn't just the angle, right? He bunny hopped you and that other guy over a strand, over a
the little kicker.
He had a little ramp?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, did he just bunny hop that whole thing?
Not that crazy. But he's crazy, crazy though.
I was in Santa Cruz standing on, like those skateboard park cement ramp things. And he shot out of the inside part. But then he was up over my head. I'm 5'10". His back wheel was over my head. And then he had to land on the ground lower than the ramp we were on. So it was like a 10-foot drop. And the whole bike just goes.
Yeah.
And the whole place went, whoa. It was crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy for sure.
So what would you tell to all the young kids that want to do what you're doing? Is this a direction you think they should be getting involved in? Or?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think bike life is really passionate sport. I hope if you ride bikes, you stick to it. And then I hope you have passion for it, not just, searching for sponsors, looking for the money in it. It's really good vibe. Build a lot of bonds. You meet a lot of good people. I met you through bikes. I met my team through bikes. Majority of my friends today, 90% ride bikes. I met them through bikes, so I really think it's a good sport, good hobby, and it can become your life like it did for me.
Yeah, and you almost never have to be alone if you're a bike rider.
Yeah,
anybody's willing to be like, let's go for a quick ride.
Right.
And then I saw a thing. Didn't you get like some good grades and stuff too?
Yeah. Well, I switched to homeschooling halfway through my high school year.
Because of riding or because of your relationship with school?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, both. I got more busy with riding, doing more biking jobs, traveling. In school, being in school wasn't really for me. I don't like being in school for 6-7 hours and doing three hours worth of work and just wasting the rest of my time doing whatever. Have to be at school. I'd rather manage my time better, riding, working on my brand, just building myself for the future.
You still left with high marks though, right?
Yeah, I graduated with a 3.2 GPA.
Okay.
Yep.
That's in there.
With honors.
Yeah, you don't want to be like, hey, I'm doing my own thing, and then also be like 1.8, and they're
right.
Like, hey, guess what? Maybe you should have stayed in school.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, maybe you should get off the bike for a little while and go do your homework, So, who's your sponsors besides Jimmy's?
Jimmy's Bikes, Throne Cycles, U-Lock, Bicena Reflex, MP Bags, Toe Peak. That's about it right now.
Wasn't that hard?
Broke Boys BMX, that's like family. Can't forget about them.
They're up and coming, right?
Yeah, fast. We they're selling bars like crazy.
Yeah, what?
They just sold out of 4-piece bars.
They're empty. Everybody's empty. Jimmy's right. Is empty. They're
super empty.
And those are the bars that you're riding?
Yep. And I love those bars.
What do you like about them? What's the measurements the you look, ride?
I think I don't really pay attention to the degrees and all that, but the ride is 8-inch, 4-piece bars. They're like not too big like BMX bars, not too small like fixed gear bars or mountain bike bars. They're for cruising, for wheelies, for jumping, all the above. Made in the U.S., so they're super tough.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay. I asked that because, like, all the different heights, the different size bikes are proportionate. Like, everyone has different leg length and arm length right. And bar length. So, yeah, like, bike size isn't that old school stuff they tell you where they're like, you're this tall and that tall. Like, you just find the right bike for your right stretch and stuff.
No, I disagree with that because I've been riding 29ers since I was probably, like, 5 foot.
Yeah, but you probably had your seat dropped and your legs were the right length. Yep. Yeah, see, that's what I'm trying to convey because it's like, it's not like, because when they give you bike names, they're like, if you're this height, you're supposed to ride this. But I always ride bikes that are bigger than me because it's right. More comfortable to be all open and stuff, you know? I have 9-inch rides on the bike I have right now on the handlebars because I was just thinking, well, first I went for looks. I'm like, I hope this doesn't backfire. But a few years ago, 6s and 7s were popular, right? Yep. Did you roll the 7s when you were riding? Because that was the big wheelie bar for a while.
Yeah, I had the 7s on for a long time. I think I had like 8s on my first bike. I'm not too sure. It was all looks for me. So,
but right now, it starts out and then you adjust to the look.
Yep.
Yeah, you got your levers on one side. You got your 8-inch bars. And what throne are you riding right now?
The signature 2020 Army Green, Black Boy Fame Edition.
I love the Army Green ones. Did you put camo tires on it or did you leave them black?
I did not. I had camo tires on my Burgundy Goon.
Okay. I love that. How many goons in are you? How many have you had now?
I had a black one when it first came out. I had a red one when they came out. I had the first red Burgundy Goon. I had a silver one for a little bit. And then my black 2020, and then the green one so far.
And if you could just make up one, what would you do?
Make up a goon?
Yeah.
Like color-wise or?
Just color-wise style. What would you change or add that would put DZ on it?
I love mountain bike parts because they're really sturdy and really like tough. I like mountain bike pedals, cranks.
I agree with you.
The hubs.
Everything you're saying right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like BMX is getting there now, but they put all the nice high-end stuff goes right. To all the BMX gets the last of what they put together, you know,
right?
So you would switch up the hubs and get some higher end. Yeah, mountain bike hubs, those things roll.
Yeah,
some of the Redline monocogs have a whole different hub on them and that thing just
fire.
So you would just, what you would really do is upgrade
components. I love performance, I love detail, so looks is cool, but I kind of value performance more and just, you know, quality. Yeah. Riding
speed or lightness or both?
Lightness, I'm not a huge fan of lightness because I like a durable bike.
Okay.
I don't want to be riding in the wind and it kind of blows me away.
Okay.
So I like durable bikes with a little bit of weight on them. I never really, you know, looked at carbon fiber parts like that, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Lightweight's not really my thing.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, but you're a fast rider too.
A little bit, yeah.
Some of these guys are just like Sunday drivers on their bikes.
Right.
Well, not your crew, actually. You guys all ride fast.
Yeah, my
right?
crew is fast.
Everybody's young. That works.
Yeah. Some are fast, some are slow, but...
Yeah, they haven't turned into it.
Nothing wrong with cruising.
No, sometimes I do love to just cruise, and then other times I just love to haul ass.
Yeah.
And you said you do or don't like hills.
Going I love up hills.
Oh, really?
Love hills, yeah.
Oh, dude, we should go ride up PV one day.
Where's that at?
Palos Verdes is at the end of Torrance in the South Bay, but there was like a 2.5-mile... 2.1 mile hill in at the end of Hawthorne Boulevard. So it takes a while to get up. I've only been up it by myself. There's nobody that can get up it with me. But it takes 8 minutes to get back down it. That's how long of a downhill it is. So yeah, maybe we'll get a crew together for that downhill.
Yes, sir, I love hills.
I feel like I hit all the important things that were in my head with you. Do you have anything you want to say to the world, or you feel?
Man.
You actually poke your face in here, Jimmy?
Yo, pull up, Jimmy. Pull up, bro. What's goodery?
And Jimmy actually physically got you to Throne. Is that my understanding?
Physically, I hopped in his car. He took me to the warehouse. I thought he was BSing, but, you know, we pulled up. He wasn't talking, and we got it done.
All right. What's up, bro? Yeah, step in the middle or take my seat for a sec. Now, you obviously, if you drag this kid...
What's good, bro? What's up?
Yeah, if you dragged him to Throne yourself, did you see something special in him ahead of time? How did this happen?
Yeah, man, definitely. Since I first met him, he came to the shop one day and he's like, hey, you know, I seen him, he was doing all kinds of tricks and stuff. I'm like, hey, you know, this kid has something going on.
Out front of the shop.
And he came in and go, hey, what's up? Like, what is it gonna get for me to put a sticker on your bike? He goes, okay, yeah, I'll trade you for that. I'm like, all right, it's cool. Let's do it. Let's do a trade. So over the time, you know, we started doing rides. He started to show up, you know, this and that. And, you know, he has a very, very big potential. You know, he's shown it over the years. And smart kid, you know, always looking to upgrade and everything, you know. And business-wise, you know, his mind is, you know, higher than other kids that I've seen, so. I was like, you know, this is a kid for...
No disrespect to the
other kids. No, exactly. No, not at all. I mean, a lot of kids have potential, but I saw something in him, and I told Throne, I went to Throne and told him, you know what? I got this kid. He's doing good. He's a good rider. He's doing this. He's doing that. He goes, hey, let's bring him in, and then we'll talk about it. And then we showed him. He thought I was, you know, BSing him, and, you know.
I thought you were, bro. I was like, nah, stop talking. Stop playing.
So, you know, it worked out, and, you know, win-win situation.
All right. Yeah. Oh, that was good. That was the perfect. I think that was the extra flavor this episode needed. Man, yeah. Thanks for stepping in, Jimmy. Yeah. Thanks for bringing DZ to the world of BMX. That's this episode of the Race BMX Show, as far as I'm concerned. DZ, thanks so much for coming out to the show.
Thank you, bro. Show, man. Yes.
Really glad having you here. All right. This should be up in a few days. Yeah. All right. We're out.
Good, bro.
I'm good, man. I thought it was good.
I feel comfortable.